welcome to episode number 8 of Settle Down Into Society. My name is Joel Carpen, and I am joined by the ever patient and slightly under-equipped Santo Palomara. How are you, Santo?
Good morning, Joel. It's all about me, Carpen. How are you, sir?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, mate.
I think I think I worked out what you were saying earlier on. We were piss farting around and said, or join me the audio or all that. I just saw it before, so we might have a play around with it after. Anyway, but I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm well.
Good. Yep. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Santo has been having an ongoing battle with his audio, trying various things, and it's just kind of not coming together. But we are going to get on top of it at some point. But yeah, thanks, Santo, for joining us. Yeah, mate, I've been really good. You know, it's all been go since I last spoke to you. Obviously, we were lucky enough to get the moment that I bought the other house down at St. Leonard's on air, which was obviously really cool. So now it's all just about packing up and getting all our shit together and tearing apart the lives that we've built here in this house and getting down to the new joint. Besides that, I got up this morning and went to park run. Community-based.
Went to where?
Park run. Don't you know about park run?
Park?
Park run. You love park run. You would love park run. So every Saturday morning around the world, there is a free fun run that is, you know, and then you go, like, your times and everything are logged onto a database, and it ranks you where you are as per, you know, gender and age group and all that other stuff. And yeah, it's just a good community incentive to get people out on Saturday morning and you know, get social, get fit, exercise. I mean, there are people there who run, I think I was going on my second lap when the front guy finished, and I heard them say, ooh, 19 minutes and 30 seconds. And then when I went through, it was like 26 minutes and 10 seconds or something. Like, I mean, there are guys there who are like super duper fit. And then there are, yep, you know, people that are just walking and having a chat, and they get it done in 45 minutes sort of thing. So it's no pressure. You know, very non-judgmental environment where you can just go on a Saturday morning and do a bit of exercise. Love it. I think you'd like it.
I think I would. I was considering that I had, I cannot remember the last time I did not sleep. It's been years. So last night, this I got to bed just after 2 o'clock.
Mm.
Not a shit shot in hell could I sleep, and that's very rare for me. Wasn't thinking anything. I sat quietly and just was up literally all night.
The stresses of settled down. It's just society has just gotten to you.
Probably. I don't get stressed. I don't think I do, but no, that's I can't remember last time. I actually went for a walk. I went for a really, speaking of walks and runs, I went for a walk. It was about 3:45 in the morning. I love it. It's actually, really? I do enjoy that time of night, 4 or 5, even earlier. It's just so quiet. I love it.
Yeah. You have mentioned that before, actually.
If I'm a bit out of it, yes.
No, that's fine, mate. Well, listen, this is going to be a very podcast heavy episode, mate, because a few things have happened regarding the
podcast. Go on, please, because you did say you got some good news last, or so you said something during the week, but as usual, I wasn't listening to you.
That's par for course there. But having said that as well, we do, at least I make a concerted effort not to speak to you during the week, because I don't want to waste all the conversation that we could be having on air with just general chit chat and just sort of, you know, going off in the ether.
Oh, so that's why it is. I actually thought you were just flat out fucking rude when I call you. You're abrupt.
Mm-hmm.
You just really dismissive. And I thought, now I know it, because you just don't want to talk to me.
I'm
Okay.
sharp, yeah. Short,
Fair
sharp,
enough.
I'm blunt. Yeah, no,
You
that's right.
are. You're about as approachable as a Nazi.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, because I'm expected to talk to you and not just idle conversation where there's ums and ahs. It's got to flow, it's got to be fast, it's got to be snappy, it's got to be engaging, you know. We can't just be like, oh, I spoke to him for an hour yesterday as well, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let's move
Get
on,
on with the potty.
okay?
Get on. Get on with it.
So a couple of weeks back, I broke the incredibly good news that we had broken the international market.
Oh,
Okay,
God.
with a one listener in New Zealand. Okay.
Jeez, that's right. Yes, you did too.
Now, to be transparent, I actually know that one listener.
Why
I
is that right?
flew over to his birthday party in January. I don't know if you can recall me going to New Zealand for the
You did,
weekend.
yes. You said you did, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, he was originally one of the people that I really wanted to do a pod with, and I might still do it in the future. But anyway, Santo, we have properly broken the international market of podcasting. Can you guess which country has discovered, settled down its just society, liked, subscribed, and listened? Which country on this beautiful planet has gotten onto our podcast?
Oh, I'll take a stab. I don't know. Fucking Tunisia.
You're fucking not far off. It's
God,
Kenya.
Jesus.
Settle down. It's just society has one listener in fucking Kenya.
You're kidding.
No, I'm
Hello,
not
Kenya.
kidding.
Oh, wow.
So
I don't know how to say hello in Kenyan, but thank you.
no, I don't think it'd be like a word. It'd just be like a noise, I think, wouldn't it?
Probably click.
Yeah, something like
Oh,
that. No, well, so if that one listener is listening, I would love to get you on the pod. So all you have to do is comment on one of our various platforms, and or you can email me at joelcarpen@gmail.com. You will be the little jewel in Settle Down It's Just Society's crown.
we'll get a photo and stick you on the wall like you do when you have a takeaway shop or something. When you get your first $5 over the counter, we'll stick you up on
Yeah, or
the
yeah, or one of those when you complete one of those eating challenges, you know, when they have to eat like fucking a 5 kilo steak and like three buckets of chips or something. And
you
yeah,
can if you can devour a bison within 5 minutes or something like that,
it gets
who
so
knows?
tough for them, they have to like start dipping the burger in the Coke or something, you know, just to get it down. But
That's it. That's the one.
what
Oh, God.
circumstances, right? What circumstances
Yeah.
would this guy in Kenya be to listen to us? Like, what do you reckon occurred? I mean, do you think he was just sort of like in the middle of the night, death scrolling, or do you think that, I mean, what, how did this come about?
I'm only guessing. Like, he could be, I don't know, he could be, it's going to sound really racist. I don't know whether he's white or of dark skin. And he's, I don't know, he's probably gotten up and probably thought, let's see if I can find two idiots that talk shit on Spotify.
Well, and if
And
that's
your
the
rough
case,
head.
you've come to the right place.
That's it. You've come, he's come across and he saw your photo sitting on a rock, staring into the distance, looking very GQ, right? With your freaking big hat on, your big buff head under it. And he or she has clicked, so to speak, and gone, let's listen to these two guys.
I reckon. Like I'm so stoked with that. I'm so stoked.
Wrapped. Oh, that's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and it's good. It's worldly. I feel as though we're bringing people together. I think we're bringing people together.
Well, one anyway.
Yeah. Now, okay, so let's not hang on that,
No,
despite the
keep
fact
going.
that I think we're regularly going to bring that up, the time that we had a
Yep.
listener in Kenya.
Right.
Now, one of the other momentous occasions that has happened in the last week or so was I actually got our first. Well, we actually know, to be fair, we've got a few emails and a few messages. We had one Facebook message from someone that I know criticizing our presentation. He didn't like the gaps, the ums, the ahs, and he criticized the end of the podcast where I was trying to find where to stop it. And I sort of like put the music over it because I thought it would be like it'd bring a bit of a human sort of aspect to the end of the pod. Do you have a message for that person who may have criticized us for maybe some clunky editing?
Can you just repeat that last bit? Sorry, Joel, that you just.
Do you have a message for that person who may have criticized our clunky editing?
Yes, fuck off.
Yeah, I agree. If you don't
Off
like it, don't
politely,
listen.
but that's okay. Well, look, we are open to criticism, aren't we, Joel? I don't
Well,
mind. Someone wants to give us a slight kicking. I mean, it's all new. It's we'll get around to it. I think that. What do they say? To err is human, isn't it? Or something like on those lines. Yeah,
yeah.
that's okay.
Well,
That's okay. We'll get it right, or Joel will anyway. But obviously it's triggered something in him that he obviously needs to go and see someone about, that it's bothered him that much. But anyway, go on. What else do you
okay.
have, Joel?
So, speaking of criticism, we have received our first email from someone that I am not in regular contact with, somebody that, I don't really know that well. So this is from James. Dear Joel, I went to school with you. You probably don't remember me. I have listened to all of your pods. You were a wanker at school and you're a wanker now. Now, I actually do remember this person.
That's two kickings.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I actually do remember this person, and I did a little bit of Facebook stalking. Okay. Now, his profile picture is of him and four kids all under the age of 12, and his Facebook profile says he's single. So, James, if you had been a little bit more of a wanker, you probably wouldn't be in that situation, would you? No. So, yeah.
Oh
Anyway, look, thanks for the email, James. I do
Thanks,
appreciate that.
James.
Yep.
Thanks, James.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming in because it does give us something to talk about. And as this ship slowly sinks into the abyss, we do need some material.
We do, but that's okay. It'll come. It'll
Yep.
come. We've got plenty to waffle on about and talk and criticize and dive deep into.
Speaking of deep dive, Santa,
Yeah. Yeah.
what have we got? You sent me a few topics this
I
week,
did.
and it's time we started.
Just off the top, I was driving the other day. And maybe you could help me with it. You might remember. You're younger than me. I was driving on the other day, and I can't remember what radio station I was listening to. And a song came on by a band called the Romantics. Now, you might not know who they are, and they had a song out. They had a song back in the I think it was the late 80s, early 90s called "Talking in Your Sleep." Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be really blunt here. When it came on, it just took me back to my first experience with a lady that was playing in the background.
Oh
So, what I'm asking is, it's interesting. Do you remember or have any music that you can tie to that, sort of like the soundtrack to your life
the
that you
soundtrack to
can
my life.
remember. Yeah, like we grew up, I'm an 80s child, so there were a lot of people who actually used musical instruments. And I've sort of, when I speak to young people these days, it's interesting because there's so much, well, it probably on The way I see it, there's just shit out there. There's that much shit out there, they're not going to remember. But we grew up in the 80s in regards of so many soundtracks that I don't think they're going to have one when they get older to remember certain poignant times in their lives. And that, to me, just brought me back to, let me just say, it was Lake Boga, pissing down rain in the back of a Valiant. And absolutely frightening. It was. I was scared as, had no idea what I was doing.
Well, I mean, like,
And that just, it just took me straight back to that point.
well, I mean, your first sexual experience, you normally don't know what you're doing. At least one of you, well, you know the object, you know what the actual outcome should be, but yeah, the actual sort of logistics and the sort of, kind of like the, like when you read a maintenance manual or something, and you go, okay, this is what we're aiming for. But then there are always little tricks, in order for it to actually
Yes,
happen.
of course.
And that's what happens. Like, you never know what's going on.
I can tell you now what that whole experience, what stuck out, apart from the song that was playing in the background, I can remember thinking to myself, wow, I didn't realize women were so soft. Was
And
like,
look,
oh wow. And I can remember that talk that in the going on in the background in my head going, like, well, putting it bluntly, grabbing and touching, going, oh wow, so this is what they feel like, this is what everyone's talking about, that's interesting.
no, I can recall, similar thoughts whizzing through my head. I probably it was actually with a guy's daughter up the road.
Oh, Jesus.
But there was, she was, it certainly wasn't her first rodeo, that's for sure.
Wow.
She was definitely fucking steering the ship, I can tell you that much.
So anyway, so that's that was that that really that stuck out. And I got home, actually spoke to my wife about it. She goes, "You would not believe what came on the radio." And she goes, "My God," she goes, "God, you got a good memory." I said, "Yeah, well, you don't forget about stuff like that."
Oh mate, this poor girl that I had, mate, I was just walking around the bedroom looking like a fucking set square. Look, so in terms of, so we actually are quite a musical family, the Carpins. I can play guitar. I've previously claimed as good as Ed Sheeran.
Oh God, that's not a big claim to
Having
fame.
I know, and he actually popped up on Facebook, like a little reel, and I've decided to take that comment back. I think he's a bit more musically talented than I am. But my
Exactly.
grandmother, she had a master's degree in, she was a master's pianist or something, the Sydney Musical Conservatorium or whatever it was. But yeah, look, I can remember. One of my earliest memories is driving in the car with my dad, in an old Toyota Crown, and the Dire Straits, "Money for Nothing" coming
Oh,
on the
great
radio.
song.
Oh yeah,
Great
it was
song.
it. But then I can also remember. You remember a band called The Cars? You'd remember them.
Yes.
I remember. Like, every time I hear that, The Cars, I think of my Uncle Tony. And I mean, there are songs that remind me of certain, things in my life, but nothing. I mean, I can't remember, what song I was listening to when I was shagging Dell's fucking niece for the first time.
I was a bit more polite. I wasn't going to say that word. That's a bit disrespectful. But yes, I was trying to. But that's my age. But that's okay.
No, it's a comedic device. That the word
That's
shagging there was the word that I was using to raise the laugh.
okay. Oh, God.
That was the applause sign. Okay, so look, what about the Eddie? You spoke to me during the week, and you wanted to bring up the Eddie Betts thing. Is that right? Or would you rather leave
I
that alone
didn't
for
want to,
now?
well, I didn't want to bring, when I saw it, when I heard about it, anyone who's listening from overseas or whoever's
In
listening, Eddie
Kenya,
Betts
in
in
particular, in
Kenya
Kenya,
or anyone listening,
you probably don't know who Eddie Betts is if you're in Kenya. For those of you wondering, Santo was feeling a little bit under the weather when talking about this and didn't feel up to it or confident in his opinions. Nothing rude was said, and we can absolutely guarantee that he has complete sanitary and socially acceptable views on this particular subject. But look, anyway, shall we move on? It's a pretty
we
sensitive
shall.
Topic, really. But look, I've got no problem speaking about, sensitive topics. If I have a questionable opinion, or if I don't, sort of, if I'm not as staunch, I'll just apologize for it next week like I have in the past.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay, Santo. So what else have you got there? Because I have some news as well while you're having a bit
go,
of a think
you
about
speak.
That.
I've been talking shit for the last 10 minutes. You go for it.
No. Well, while I tell the listeners, you have a bit of a look in your phone and work out what the other things that you wanted to speak about. Because
I've got them in front of me. You go for it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. Well, let's go, because we've only got about another 5 minutes until we introduce one of our good friends again. Lucas is going to join us for the second half of our podcast to go over last week's Easter special, which I think went really, really well.
Okay.
Yeah. So
go for it.
Yeah.
You
well,
go first.
No. Well, that's it, mate. Lucas is going to join us for the second half of the pod.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah, so let's go through your little list once more and talk about something else.
We got, I know if you've got them out your way, we got these little green scrap bins. Have you had an introduction into those over your? They're about that big. We're supposed to put scraps, green waste, in your kitchen, and then you got to dump them in another bin outside. So that brings us all up to a bin, three, four bins we've got now. So we're going to be doing the job for the council. Excuse me.
Are you hungover?
Sorry?
Are you hungover?
No. Why is that?
You're, okay. Okay, so the bins, right? So first of all, the bins, for those of international listeners, mainly Kenya, we have three bins. We have landfill, so that's things that can't be recycled. We have recycling for metal, like metal cans and bottles and things. And we have green waste for just general, twigs and grass clippings and things like that. And I think what Santo is saying is that there's a kitchen waste bin where you would put compost. Now,
food
for
scraps.
Us, food scraps, okay? For us, where we are in my household, we have a compost bin in the backyard that we throw everything in, and we mix it with paper and we mix it with everything. And after a couple of years, we get this really rich, beautiful compost from all of our food scraps in the kitchen. And I shovel it into the garden bed, and I use it as fertilizer for my veggie patch. So, look, my opinion on this is that, we are so wasteful as humans. We absorb and we take, but we don't give. And it's not because it's hard. It's through ignorance and lack of education and laziness. And I think any sort of initiative to help change people's attitudes is a good thing. Yeah, bring the compost bin in or the food scrap bin. Absolutely. Why would you want it to go in landfill? You know what I mean? Who cares? I mean, when you say you're doing the government's work, like, I mean, fucking what work are you talking about? Put it in the fucking scrap bin. Put it out.
Nah, they should be able to sort it out themselves.
You want someone at a fucking landfill plant to go through your garbage and pick out fucking carrot peels?
No, I just think
like
they should
eggshells
have.
And shit?
They do it with everything else. Why can't they do it with scrap? I've got another freaking bin out the front. I've got no room as it is.
Nah, just fucking do it, mate.
I'm just having a sook.
Yeah, no. Nah, look.
Having a sook.
Look, I think it's a good initiative. It gets the kids involved.
I'm not saying it's not. It's just something else that they just bring in. I wish they would just widen the streets and just have a give us more parking than another freaking bin, for Christ's sake. Jesus, the amount of townhouses and everything else going around. It's like, yeah, he's another bin. Bloody hell. Anyway.
I must admit, it is hard to sort of it is hard to digest that kind of crap, really. You know, when you've got all of this shit going on, you've got all these cancelled contracts and all this other money being fucking, you know, funneled into other things, and you think, you know, there's three massive potholes down fucking Church Street, mate. Seriously, if I didn't have a four-wheel drive, I'd have to pick another route to go to work, you know? Yeah, you know, look, it's all fucking pie in the sky stuff, mate. You know, it's just, there's a big hat. They go, right, in this hat, we got three marbles, all right? Or, you know, we've got a handful of marbles, right? One of them says, build a new tunnel. The other one says, build a new bridge. The other one says, give everyone compost bins. The other one says, you know, fix up the potholes on Church Street. And they pick one out and they go, right, compost bins it is. And that's it. That's about as much thought
that goes into that's local decisions. Council. Oh, look, yeah. Don't get me, anyway.
Santo, let's wrap up the first half of this riveting, fast-paced pod. We'll have a quick break, and I'll get Lucas on, or I'll send him the email, and we'll get him on for the second half. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us, and please stay tuned for the wrap-up of the Easter special.
Lucas is in sunny.
Welcome to part two and the review of the Easter special. We're joined by what I hope in future will be a semi-regular guest and our religious and Easter and Christmas and everything else expert to do with religion, Lucas Harvey. And how have you been, Lucas?
Marvelous.
Marvelous. Okay. And so we've just... we had the first half of the podcast, which, how was it, Santo? It was all right.
It was horrible, absolutely horrible. Bring some sanity to it, please, Lucas.
I don't know about that.
I waffled. I haven't slept all night. I was telling Joel anyway. Forget about that. But all night.
First talk time. About not sleeping. I've been trying out a new form of coffee, and this might sound terribly irreligious for the coffee drinkers or whatever, but it seems to go quite well for myself. Is have a shot of coffee with a block of ice in it, and then top it up with a little bit of mineral water.
Okay.
Something you have to try before you deny it.
All right. All right. I'll give that a crack.
So, like the first time I tried it, I just thought, oh, that's weird, but then I noticed that the bubbles somehow take away all the bitterness and you're just left with all the good coffee flavor. And it's just a refreshing caffeine hit.
Wow.
A marvelous thing.
Okay, you get that when you have a short black, they give you a small little cup of soda water. So that's where it's
going. Well, that was the reason why I thought if I combine the two, anyway, it works.
Yeah.
If you're willing to try.
Yeah, definitely. I'm doing that because I have a little Vietnamese coffee maker. I've been to Vietnam a couple of times, actually. And in my opinion, the best coffee that you can get in the world is in Vietnam. They just do coffee right. They do coffee right.
Excellent. I'll have to go.
Yeah.
I have to agree. I love their short blacks over there. I'd be buzzing for about 6 hours.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just had one, actually. Look, see, this little job.
Like an AeroPress or?
Nah, I've got an AeroPress, but I use that for the hiking. But yeah, it's pretty much just like a little sort of dribbleator thing. But I think because you pack it down so hard, the water just takes ages for it to filter through and it just comes out like used engine oil. It's delicious.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, not that I make a habit of drinking used engine oil, but yeah. Anyway, so look, Lucas, we've had a bit of a restructure on the pod and we've sort of tried to keep the two halves a little bit shorter, so 2 25-minute halves.
Yep.
And we're also constrained by the fact that I have to start work at about midday. Yeah, so that's what, a bit over an hour, hour and 20.
So that's good.
So yeah, how what we want from you is
Okay.
did you listen to the Easter pod, the Easter special?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Most definitely. A couple of times,
How,
actually.
a couple of times.
Well, yeah, I suck it for punishment.
Okay. I suck at
Have you ever
the
heard two absolute fuckwits having no idea what they're talking about?
punishment. Oh, no, not really. I mean, I think it's good fun, you know. It's like we'll get our information from the sources we're provided with, and we all learn from it, you know. We learn from each other, and it was good hearing, I think.
So, would you
So
say that we did the best? We did the best we could with what we had.
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I
So
mean
what did we
that's
get? So what did we get wrong and what did we get right, sir?
well, there's I like you know most of it was pretty good. Pontius Pilate was the name you were thinking of.
Thank you very much. Who? I said Caesar, didn't I?
Yeah, you said Caesar, but Caesar's the top dog. Pontius Pilate was the dude
Was Pontius
who washed
Pilate.
his
Thank you.
hands and said, "You guys do what you want with him."
Oh, okay.
So I was right
So
to get stuffed, Joel.
anyway.
mate, I know less than any of you. So I've
Yeah.
never even heard of what would you,
Oh,
Poncho Pilate?
I mean, that's how I say it in it, is Pontius Pilate. How the Italians or in Latin or in Greek or however they said it back in the day, I have no idea. So, yeah.
Okay, so what role did he play? He was the one
Oh, so
who.
he was in charge of that area of the time, right? So like, so you know the Rome government would, like any other government would have dudes in charge of certain areas, and so he was in charge of that area.
Okay, so he was like the mayor or the governor or something of that sort of, and he was the
Yeah, he
one.
was the representing authority of Rome. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And he's the one that gave Jesus to the authorities, and they did what
Yeah.
they wanted with him. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got
Yeah.
that wrong. It wasn't Caesar. Okay.
Well, it's close enough.
Yeah.
I
This
couldn't remember
show
his
is about
name.
accuracy, mate.
I just
Transparency and
couldn't.
accuracy.
I couldn't remember the guy's name. I could see him in front of me. I just couldn't remember. All
Yeah.
I remember is your
Had a big
coat.
nose.
And the big, that's it. He had the big Roman nose, like they all have, those big
Yeah.
northerners. Shout out to all the northern Italians. Us southerners are better looking. Anyway, but yes, it was your cohorts, the rabbis and that were, as usual, just cowering in the corner, wanted someone else to make a decision. How far am I from that, Lucas?
Well, the Jews up until the Romans always had control over who they could kill or not. But then once Rome took control of the area, they just couldn't go around killing willy-nilly because Rome had to be in charge of all final authorities. So they had to seek permission from Rome to execute.
There you
Right.
go.
Was there anything else? Oh, well, yeah, keep going. Let's talk about the next thing. You've obviously taken some notes, or you can remember what we got right and
Oh
wrong
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I remember. But yeah, there's that they killed Jesus because he claimed to be God. So that was like obviously blasphemy. They had and so one of the things that tipped Pontius Pilate over the line was because they said he claims to be a king and we have no king but Caesar, and anyone who claims to be a king and lets that go, so that he was like politically squashed and he had to go along with it because he was like saying, "I can't find anything wrong with this guy, like what's he actually done?"
Okay.
And yeah, but it's all political stuff, I guess.
Because that was the thing, like I thought to myself, I mean, any if you see someone who's doing good, you just think, oh, just, let him be, right? So there must have been a reason that he was executed. And I just never thought of it, as I said on the Easter special.
Yeah.
So it was blasphemy because he claimed to be king.
Yeah. And there's also like, so he was threatening the, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were like the religious and political power of the Jewish society at the time. And so because of what he was saying and then also doing, was sort of taking away from their power and sort of undermining them. And so obviously, like all, you know, people, they don't like to be undermined or belittled. And so they said, how do we take this guy out?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's really interesting. So now this all took place in, was it Jerusalem, right?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Well, not awesome. It was fucking terrible for Jesus.
Oh, good. You got it right. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So did Jesus have to stand trial or anything like that? Or was it just sort of trial by, or was it judge, jury, and executioner? Yeah.
Well, like there was a trial. Yeah. Like, you know, like if you read the accounts in the Gospels, like as in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll see the trial taking place and the accusations they brought against him, and all that sort of stuff. And that's when Pontius Pilate's like, oh, I don't really find anything worthy of killing the guy, you know, like I'll give him a bit of a roughen up and let him go. But, and then at the time, they said, you know, the time of year for Passover. There was a tradition to let a guy go free. And then they said, we want Barabbas, who was a robber and a murderer and a, you know, dissident. And they said, no, they just wanted him dead. So, yeah.
That's such an interesting thing, like, because you'd think, I mean, they must have really had it in for Jesus, because if you've got a bloke whose only crime is to claim their God, and a robber and a murderer, you're just going to go, all right, let the wacko out, execute the murderer. You know what I mean? They must have really had it in for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's also the other positions they were thinking of at the time, which was if this guy, so he's coming claiming to be the Messiah, right? And so the thinking at the time for the Messiah coming, which would be that he would be a political leader who would come and emancipate Jews from all the prevailing authorities, you know. And so they were thinking, well, if this guy leads an uproar, then the Romans are just going to come and crush us. Mm. So we need to sort of maintain some sort of control so that there's some sort of relationship between Rome and us so that we can sort of get along, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a political play. So if he died, kill the uprising, and we all survive.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And so the lead up to his actual execution, right? So he was trialed by kangaroo court.
Yeah.
And then he was taken away, put in a jail cell overnight, I'd imagine. Was the last meal, the painting, the last meal, that was he able to have
the Last Supper?
Yeah, the Last Supper, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the night before, yeah. So then they came and they came and got him at night in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he sort of said to him, "I've been in the temple every day. Why didn't you come and get me then?" But anyway, So then it was like the beat up. Oh, we've caught this guy, a million accusations. Mm-hmm. Rev up the crowd. Done deal. Mm-hmm. You've seen what happens in mobs.
Yeah. So they took him straight from the cell out to the square, flogged him, made him drag the cross up.
I mean, they took him before the father of the high priest, then they took him before the high priest, and they took him to Pontius Pilate.
Okay, but so after all the court and everything, all the legal proceedings are over, he's in jail, the Last Supper, and then what happens?
No, Last Supper, then everything happens from there.
Oh, okay.
So there's the Last Supper, Judas betrays him and tells the Jews where he is, and then they come and get him.
Okay. And then the actual execution or the whole thing happens from there. They flog him and then they make him drag the cross to the top of Mount Sinai.
As Sando mentioned, if you watch The Passion, you'll get to see it all.
Yeah, I won't go into that
Why
again.
don't you watch it,
The
Tom?
thing is, it's not a Jude flogging exercise, right? It's just how it happened, you know? And it's almost like, be wary of mobs. You know, you can get taken away in the hype of things very easily without really knowing what's going on.
There's a lot of that going on these days.
Yeah.
I
Oh,
hadn't
during
noticed.
COVID. Yeah. Okay, so that's how that all unfolded. Now, post execution and crucifixion, Jesus was. Are you okay, Santo?
Yes, I'm fine.
Was there something? Was there? Was
Oop.
there? There was. There was a question. I can see
No.
it in your eye.
Keep going. You're in charge, Joel.
No, well, actually, to be honest with you, I'm compensating because if you had have seen the first half of this podcast, Santo was like, his eyes were hanging out of his head. Like, have you seen those glasses with the eyes on the end of the springs? Yeah, I actually asked him if he was hungover afterwards. So yeah, look, and I do believe him. So I feel as though I'm trying to sort of, yeah, I'm sort of trying to move things along a little bit. But he generally looks really, really good. But I can see today he doesn't look very good at all. That's not an attack on you personally. It's attack, it's a
I don't take
comment
it
on your.
personally. Like I said, I have not slept. As first,
Yeah.
but
That's
keep
look.
going, Joel. We get to the next phase. He
Okay.
rises from the dead.
No. Okay. So what ha so he's executed. They stab him in the side with a sword to make sure he is dead, and he's handed back to the people. Is that correct? Or his
No,
disciples?
then there's the dude called Joseph of Arimathea who was also part of this sort of Sanhedrin group, and he was also like a secret sort of like, because nobody could out and out and say, yeah, I think this guy's the Messiah, because then they'd be ostracized, cast out, or whatever the word was for, excommunicated from the Jews. So this guy went and asked Pilate if he could take his body, and then he said, oh, well, is he dead already? All right, well, yep, no worries. Then they wrapped him up in all the clothes, the wrappings that they wrap dead people up in, and stuck him in the tomb that he had obviously just had made or whatever for his family. But so Jesus was the first one in there.
Okay, all right. And okay, so that's that. So he's in the tomb. They've blocked it off with a big rock. And why did they go in and see what was happening after 3 days? Was there a reason for that? Or was the was were they
Wasn't
walking? Did they
it?
just find the
Sorry.
tomb? You're going.
Sorry, Lucas. I'm pretty sure if I remember the story, I don't think they were checking. I think someone just walked past, because at the front of these caves there were these massive, massive stones. I mean, they would have been tons, and they were huge. And they noticed that the rock had been rolled back. And I can't remember who it was who walked past, but the story goes, and that's when they had realized that he wasn't there. So it wasn't that they were checking.
Well, and also, so the Jews, they had remembered that Jesus said that he would come back in 3 days, right? So they asked for a Roman guard to be put in front of the tomb to stop that, because they were saying otherwise the second deception would be worse than the first. Like if they stole his body or something, then that would proliferate the story, and it'd be no good. So we need to snuff that out, type thing, and make sure it doesn't happen. And so so on the third day, Mary and a couple other ladies were probably just going down to the garden to weep, mourn. And then they the stone wasn't there. So
Was
they
the Roman guard still there? Fuck, he'd have a bit to answer for, wouldn't he?
not really. I'm not sure. Like, the story is that the Jewish leaders said to the guards, look, just make up the story, said yourself fell asleep, and that the disciples came and took the body, and obviously Being the Roman guard at the time, if they fell asleep on duty, they're executed. That's it. So they said, tell this story, but we'll make sure you're all right. We'll look after you.
Yeah, no human resources there.
Well, you know, death's a good incentive to make sure a bloke does a good job.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very informative. I've actually enjoyed that. So now let's move on. So the way that we celebrate what has just happened, which is, I mean, it's a pretty morbid and sort of
absolutely,
you know, gruesome and gory thing, right?
Yeah.
The way Western society, well, and not just Western society, there's a lot of, you know, the Philippines are massive on Catholicism. So are the Central Americans.
They go a little far, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that, right?
Yeah, the dudes jump on the cross themselves, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not just like tied there. They're fucking nailed properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who did it? John Safarian.
I know the guy.
Yeah, I know him. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Okay.
He's a Jew. He's a self-loathing Jew, though. But I should try and get him on, actually. Anyway, so what words were I going? Ah, yes. So anyway, the way that we celebrate Easter now, is there any sort of, like, do you find that offensive in any way, shape or form? Like something so important and something that pretty much is central to your belief system, you know, celebrated and bastardized, you know, in such a way, does that kind of affect you at all? Or is it just kind of, you just accept it that that's just what they do?
I mean, how many times do you hear people use the name of the bloke who was crucified in a way that they probably could use another word if they stubbed their toe in society?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so it kind of
it's just something. It's so you don't necessarily get offended. Like, I'm not offended because, like, what you guys listening to you guys talking about, you only know what you know, yeah. And so, and you can't treat anything with any reverence if you don't know the meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't, yeah. If you haven't learned how to do maths, you can't blame someone for not being able to know maths.
Yeah, no, that's you know? A very fair point.
And so you can, if someone is then willing to listen and learn and maybe understand, then I'm happy to let's go through the basic of maths and we can get into it. And if, for example, if you know what I'm saying, and that's how I look at it.
Good, very good. Yeah. So, speaking of Easter specifically for you, what did Easter look like for you?
I worked.
Yeah, I didn't.
I did have Friday off, so I went. We had a church service, just went down to church, did that. And it's just a day of reflection, you know. And like, you know, as morbid as it sort of is, with regards to when you think about The Passion, the movie of your anti-Semite mate, Joel.
He's had a clip at Mel Gibson. Joel's
in actual fact, it's the central core of Christianity, and it's an achievement, not a loss. It's something to celebrate, because, like, you know, Christianity without the death and resurrection is nothing.
Mm.
If Christ didn't rise from the dead, there's no forgiveness of sins, and so we're all guilty. That's it, done. So, yeah, it's just something to, it's like a time of the year where, you know, have we got the dates right? Probably not, you know. Same as Christmas. Is Christmas the right date? Probably not. like, you know, the Orthodox churches have probably got it a lot closer because they do it, you know, yeah, and, you know, but it's just the time to remember, you know.
Okay, yeah. So you went to church on Good Friday. Was there a midnight mass or something? Was it? Did you go to the midnight mass?
Oh, I don't know. Don't know. My church tradition, like I'd go to a Baptist church, we don't do that, the midnight stuff. More of a just to turn up when people are awake. Not all mornings, you know, 9 o'clock is pretty early for some, isn't that right, Sando?
Yes, sir.
We might do the recording at night now just for Santa.
No, I have one off day and I'm being hammered.
No. Okay. All right. Well, look, I think that pretty much wraps up the Easter special. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Lucas? Because now this at the moment, yeah, we're through Easter. We've shared our uneducated, ignorant thoughts, and you've come in here with a wealth of knowledge and shared it with us. And I found it very, very interesting and informative, and I'm sure all the listeners have. So is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'm sure I got a few things wrong, and there's probably lots more to say on other things, but, coffee with mineral water. A beautiful thing.
If there was one thing you take from this conversation, it's coffee and mineral water. I'd like to address the elephant in the room as well. Where are you, Lucas? Because it looks like
Like, yeah, no, my boy's sleeping, so I'm in my room, and I've just, you don't want to look at the wall, I guess, something.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought, oh, that background looks good.
Yeah, I think it looks great. It's sort of brought a bit of a tropical feel to it.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, lads. What do you reckon, Santo?
I think, Lucas, we need to get Joel next time.
Yeah.
I think Joel needs... Look at the look on his face. As soon as you mentioned, look at it. He goes into protective mode. Look at the look.
What's coming?
Have a look at it. The fact that... Is that... Just quickly, on your T-shirt, that looks like bloody...
Donald Trump in a rocket.
Donald Trump in a rocket. Is that him?
It's Donald Trump on a rocket, and it's saying,
and you're, and, is it really? And you bag Mel Gibson, anyway. What I'm trying to say is, I think Lucas, what Joel needs to do next time around, if we have a chat, and this is Joel's little thing he can do, you need to watch The Passion, and I reckon. Don't roll your head back. It's almost like I've asked him for blood. Have a look at him. He's like, oh, do I really need to do that? I don't want to do that. Watch it and educate yourself a little bit. And you'll probably be a little... And yes, it was directed by Mr. Mel Gibson. And you
can't even answer. Hang on.
What?
It's a... Okay, all right. You know what?
It's a what? What?
It's a movie. It's a movie. It is a movie.
It's a movie, and he did a lot of homework on it before he did it, and that's
why. I sat down for at least half an hour and read about all this stuff before we started this.
What podcast. I'm saying to you is, watch the freaking movie, shithead.
Okay, hang on. Okay, you're talking to a... You go on, Lucas.
Well, no, I was going to say, or if you want to do something similar, just read the, you know, the last couple of chapters of all the Gospels, and you'll get a quick rundown.
There you go.
Or we could just start a podcast and talk to someone who knows. Don't forget.
Well, that's true too.
Don't forget. I mean,
the available resources we have is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, don't forget as well. Like I'm trying to move house and stuff at the moment. I haven't done that for a long time. But I tell you what we could do. Next week, I'm turning 40. We could have a birthday special.
Ooh.
He's made it about him again, hasn't he, Lucas?
Hang on.
Well, you know,
don't do it.
Then. Yeah, that's a third of the way there.
Yeah, I fucking don't want to have a birthday.
40.
Special.
I might be. I'll probably be out of my stupor by then. But yes, All right. You're going to be 40. You're having a birthday party?
No. It's not all about me, Santo. It's not all about me.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Look, guys, I hate to cut this short because I've really, really enjoyed this. And despite what Santo thinks, can I finish the sentence? You're doing what my wife does. Despite what Santo thinks, I actually think the first half was pretty good. I don't think it was that bad. So I would like to listen to it back. All right, I will call you. I'll give you a review about what was said, and we'll take it from there. In the meantime, thank you, Santo. Thank you very, very much, Lucas, for taking the time. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lucas.
To all the listeners out there, thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time. If you have any questions, any comments, email me or joelcarpen@gmail.com. And tune in next week for another riveting episode of Settle Down, It's Just Society. Thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Awesome.